Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello one and all, and welcome to Behind the Glass. I'm your host, Sam, from the YouTube channel Seen Through Glass.
And I'm Tony from Gravelwood Car Sales.
Yes, you are. Each week we get together, we talk about cars, motorsport, F1, cars. You can listen to us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts. You can watch us on youtube.com/behindtheglass. Don't forget to subscribe and turn on notifications. And Tony, if people want to support this podcast, what should they do?
Watch it. No.
But also head to Patreon. You can support us on patreon.com/behindtheglass. Thanks for tuning in. We hope you enjoyed the episode. It is time for the return of a very popular feature, Tony.
What is it?
One we haven't done for a while. It is Rate Your Rides.
Oh, is this...
We're gonna rate your rides. My tensing's really kicking in. Really natural kicking. Energy. I think also maybe some unnatural energy. I'm flying high. But yes, so it's been a while. We've had a lot of new listeners and new Patreon supporters join us in recent months. And so we thought it was a good moment to once again rate some of your rides. Now, if you're unfamiliar with this...
I like doing this.
Yeah, this format. We asked a whole lot of people to submit their rides to us via email. And Tony and I basically go through it and say what we like or sometimes don't like about those cars. Very dangerous game that we play. Now, look, let's just say this. Everyone's allowed their own opinion, right?
Yeah.
I sometimes tell you yours are wrong. You sometimes tell me mine are wrong. But we are still permitted to have them.
Mine aren't wrong, but okay.
They are always wrong, Tony. And at the same time, we're all petrol heads. So,
of course,
you know, we appreciate all cars, I think. Don't we, Tony?
We do. There's a couple I don't appreciate.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. And I know what's coming, so I'm a bit worried about this. But if we insult you and your car, it's not an attack on you as a person.
It's very lighthearted.
It's just an attack on your car. And it's an attack on your car. Okay. So there's no really way but just to launch into this. Full disclosure, the majority of these cars have come from our patrons. You would have heard it in the intro if you didn't skip the intro. But the patrons are amazing people who support everything we do. If you're interested in becoming a patron, it's patreon.com/behindtheglass. Various different sort of reward levels you can get in on. And if you become a patron, you get access to things like this, submitting your car for us.
We can rate your
to
car.
To review, we can rate your car. So there you go. Right, let's just dive straight in. Adam Rickle is numero uno with this. Stunner! Can you see what it is over there? Is your eyesight all right?
Yeah, it's not a UK car.
No. Oh. We have international listeners.
Very good.
So Adam's got a 992 Carrera 4S, but with the aero kit.
Yes.
Now, I've only seen a handful of these cars, and every time I have, I've gone, ooh, GT3. It's just not.
It's not.
But is that genius from Porsche, or actually a bit of a weird move?
No, I think pretty much everything Paul should do at the moment is genius, to be honest.
You would say that.
Well, I would say that, yeah. I think that's a very good car. And actually, to use every day, it'd be better than the GT3. Be a much more
friendly
car.
Well, this is the thing, like, I think it's great. I think if I was speccing it, would I go with the aero kit? I don't know if it's that kind of thing where it feels like you're pretending to be something you're not, or whether actually you're just getting all the looks and the appeal with, as you say, a much more usable package.
In the UK, that car will be 120, 125, few quid, that car.
Yeah. What are our thoughts? We're fans, aren't we?
Yeah, we're fans. I'm not a fan of the... Is that silver?
Yeah, I think it might be white.
Yeah, I mean, it comes... Yeah, it's...
Pop down to Yanomize, Adam. See what you can...
Well, he's not so in the UK.
No, but ship the car across, I don't know. No, but very nice. I mean, very nice. I mean, we can't be...
I like the wheels. They're them spider wheels. I like them.
Yeah, they're very nice wheels.
Very good, yeah.
Right, you ready for the next one?
Yeah.
It's a good friend of ours, Alex Spooner. He came on the podcast ages ago. Good old patron. He was chatting to us at that time about his GT4.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Alex has stepped up in life.
Has he?
Are you ready? Bada bing, bada boom.
Perth.
Man's got a Huracan Performante.
Very good car. Whoa. I know about these.
You know a lot about these. Mm. Now, I still haven't experienced a Huracan Performante in any shape or form, from the passenger seat or the driver's seat. And Lambo aficionados out there, i.e. Paul Wallace, still go, you've got to do it, it's so good. It's going to change your life.
It's not going to change your life. But it is a very good car. I don't miss mine, oddly enough. I said that to you before.
Yeah, we've mentioned it on the podcast a few times.
Yeah. Would you, you know, and what when I say I don't miss something is, would I go and buy that car again? No, I wouldn't.
So my question is, if you won a competition on Good Morning Britain, okay, and you had a choice of a Huracan Performante or an Evo, what would you get?
Neither.
No.
I have the money,
no.
Please.
No, you can't. If I'm giving you an A or B, you can't say, oh, I'll take E. Like, you've got to pick A or B.
Well,
there's a gun against
a
your
or
head.
B is C.
No, there's no C. There is no C. There's a gun against your head. Here are your two prizes. Pick one.
Perth.
Really?
Yeah, for sure.
See, I think I'd go Evo. Because yeah. I'm assuming, like every other manufacturer, that Evo is 95% of a Perth.
Yeah, possibly. It just doesn't look quite as nice, does it? It probably just won't have that occasion that the Perth has got. The Perth is a special car, mate. It is a really,
I do need
really
to have a go, don't I?
Yeah, it is. The best compliment I could give it is that it drove like a Ferrari.
Yeah.
It's really very... I told
well,
you
now I'm
before.
Interested, yeah.
Yeah, it really, really was a real... And in the wet, it was unbelievable in the wet.
Well, Alex has apparently offered for me to have a go in this car. So maybe I need to go and do
the
that.
The problem you're going to have is getting in it.
Well, I'm never comfortable in a Huracan.
No, that's probably why you don't like them, or you're not that bothered about...
No. It looks cool. Like, I mean, we're supposed to be rating his ride. I think, basically, well done. I mean, mega step up. The colour I like, I don't like the Italian flag on the side.
So I'm not a huge fan of that colour. Are you going to put it on the screen?
Yeah. Everyone watching will be able to see as well. Yeah. By the way, this is probably more visual episode. If you're listening only, continue to enjoy, but you might want to go back and watch it on YouTube.
So this
afterwards.
Is like a baby blue for the audio listeners. And it's got the centre lock wheels, if you know what they are. I prefer the forged wheels, the ones that I had on mine, the multi-spoke ones. Then are they the multi-spoke wheels or the forged wheels?
I actually can't see, and I don't think I know the difference. So you're talking gobbledygook to me. I'm going, oh, right, okay. Oh, no, I'll zoom in. You stay there. Don't move. You'll mess it up.
Oh, no, they're the forged wheels. They're forged wheels.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So they're not my choice of wheels, but the car I like. So that's good enough for me. And it's a big
the car
up.
You like, but you've just really pissed on his spec.
Yeah, not the spec. It's not the spec for me. It's not there. I don't like them wheels. I'm not overly keen on that colour.
Sorry, Alex.
Yeah, but big step from his old car. What's the... Oh, no.
Moving on. Andre Levi. I think that's how we pronounce your surname. He has got a stunning manual V12 Vantage from Aston Martin.
I mean, he's not... That's not an English car either.
No, I think he's in America. And what I love is Andre's done what a lot of... Well, what I would do... He's argued as to why this is special, as in rare. for some reason, and I should bring up his email, either the colour or something about the edition means it's one of 30 or one of... Should I find his email? Because I'm doing him a disservice here.
Oh, it's rare, but, all right. Yeah.
Like when I would go into Tony, I'd say, oh, but it's the yellow edition. It's worth more.
I mean, that driving that car is like honestly driving a 30-year-old Mustang. No, that's how bad it is.
No, it's not. But I agree with you that that's the same sensation. It is not bad. It's a brilliant car. It's a brilliant car.
Is that the V8 one?
It's the V12, manual V12 Vantage.
A manual V12.
I mean, what a dream. Here we go. So it's one of the special ones in the garage. Oh, Andre, got a few other bits, have you? Oh, here we go. It's a carbon black edition, one of 40 for the US market in 2012. Hello, that's an investment.
What was that, 2012, 40?
Yeah, one of 40.
V12 manual Vantages. That's all
they
sold.
No. Carbon black edition, mate. That's a carbon black edition.
Yeah, but Aston Martin only sold 40 cars in 2012. It was all in a banking crisis, and they were the 40 that they sold. They all went to America. You've been conned.
Don't ruin the dream. I think that's a stunner.
Okay.
The colour is this kind of like very dark purple, which he says...
Carbon black?
No. Oh, is that the...
Oh. It's like BMW carbon black.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's what it means.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it meant that it was BMW. I thought it was like a carbon black package. I mean, it does sniff a little bit of, you know, 570 GT Black Edition. Mm. As in, we got a few spare cars left. But, Andre, I love it. Like, I'm so with you. And you could sell that car to me very easily by telling me it was rare. I'd be like, well, that's the one I want. But having learned what I've learned over the years of doing this podcast with Tony, I do think potentially the dealer's taken advantage of you slightly.
Oh, he's absolutely seen you coming.
Anyway, it's beautiful. I love it. I would have it in a heartbeat.
I wouldn't.
Next up. Andrew Kernahan. I'm going with Kernahan. I think I've probably put an accent there where
is
I shouldn't.
Is that Irish?
Have. I don't know, but it sounds like it could be Kernahan.
Is it a left-hand drive or right-hand drive? It's an Irish car, isn't it?
It's a right-hand drive.
Yeah, it's an Irish car.
Well, we're making that assumption.
Is it?
I don't think it is. It's got a UK plate on it, doesn't it?
Has it got a UK plate on it?
Yeah, I think so. What's that? Anyway, it's a very nice Clio modified for sprint / hill climb.
It's an Irish car.
Okay, chill out.
It's got an Irish plate on
all
it.
All right, slow down. Bloody hell, here he is. Bit.
You're closer to me. You can tell it's an Irish car from
you've got your glasses on.
Well,
I forgot mine.
You should put yours on.
Yeah, you should. Big fan of these. We spent a hilarious few weeks.
We did.
In a red 182 trophy. Which we were giving away, actually, part of a campaign I was doing with Gumtree. And yeah, we had to go up to where, I can't even remember where
Newcastle.
We went to.
Newcastle.
It was somewhere near Newcastle to buy it. Drove it back. You were convinced we weren't going to make it back. It was very nice. I had a lot of fun in that. And they're becoming very collectible there. We should have held on to that car. I think I asked you the time. I said, mate, we shouldn't give this away. And you had the same reaction then, but we would have made a few quid. But yeah, super nice. I bet that's a ton of fun. This is like that picture there. That's everything I want to achieve with the Abarth. Once the UK theoretically starts to come out of these various restrictions, I just want to live on sunny tracks.
Good. There's a good little track car for a little track, not a big track.
Yeah, you want like tight and twisty, Blyton Park-esque.
Brands, Nokia, that sort of thing. Yeah, yeah.
Very nice. Andrew, we're giving you a thumbs up, especially because you've got white wheels.
And a cage. You've got a cage.
You've got a cage in there. Yeah, he's serious. He's not messing around.
Yep.
Angus Rauch. Rauch.
He's got scrapyard. He's in the scrapyard.
He's not in the scrapyard.
He's still got a picture in the scrapyard.
He's in the park. He's got a Land Rover Series 3.
He's found it in the woods.
It's parked appropriately. That's where you want to see a Land Rover, in the wild. Or the car park of Richmond. Yeah. I think that looks awesome. I mean, it's super cool. I feel like it's becoming a bit of a thing recently, is really old Series 1, Series 2, Series 3 Land Rovers, especially in and around London. I'm starting to see more and more, like, and the more beaten up, the cooler.
Yeah. There's 60s, that car. Is that a 60s or
70s? Yeah, it must be 60s. Yeah. No, I think very cool, very nice. Probably goes about 4 miles an hour.
Oh, awful to drive that.
Awful to drive. But there's one actually that knocks around here, which has got no windscreen, no roof, nothing. It's almost like a sort of tub. It's kind of cool. Just on a sunny day to bomb around in.
Fair.
So yeah, fair. Go on, Angus. Right, moving on. Oh yeah, Ben. Now, that's just a Fiesta.
Who's Ben?
Ben.
The way you said Clutterbuck. Ben, it was like,
you know, Ben.
Yeah.
Ben. No, it's Ben. He's a patron.
Oh, hello, Ben.
Hello, Ben. It's just this nice Fiesta. And you know what? The reason why I included it, because obviously we got a lot of submissions for this. Couldn't go through them all. It would have been a 15-hour episode. But why not? Go on, Ben. Like, we can't all have super sporty. I mean, at one point in my
life.
What's
wrong with that?
This is a nice Fiesta, isn't it?
Sold 4 million of them. Best-selling car
in the
country.
That's what I mean. Based on last week's episode, we know that's the most popular car in the UK.
Yeah.
So therefore, it's got to be great. So I think...
Well, it will be great because they've sold 4 million of them.
There we go.
They can't get it wrong.
So I just wanted to prove for a second that cars are great. We're not just here for the performantes, Alex.
No, and we're going to talk about this next week, but I think that is a motoring icon, that car, mate.
Oh, he's just hinted towards next week's episode. Cheeky, look at you.
I honestly think that's a motoring icon, that
car. Okay, don't do it too much.
I'll say it once more.
No, the initial tease... Next week's theme, motoring icons. Anyway, so yeah, Ben, as I say, there were plenty of people who submitted lots of very nice, I'm going to put in inverted commas, ordinary cars. Mm. Horrible way to say it, but the point being that I've picked out the ones that I think basically you're going to be rude about. that's how we've come to the selection. So, moving on.
Well, I wasn't rude about that one.
Cowan Scott. Now, Cowan's got a fair few whips. but this is my favorite one and my favorite picture. It's a 718 Boxster Spider, which I have a big soft spot for, outside the Rover's Return.
Is it a 981, that car?
No, it's a 718.
A 718.
718. Beautiful spec. GT Silver, I think, or whatever. What other silvers do they do these days?
GT Silver.
Yeah, it's all GT Silver now, isn't it? Just very nice. And I just still think, you know, I've now sort of declared that the F-Type is happening. So...
You're going to buy one?
Oh, yeah. Oh, you didn't watch my video, thanks.
Not the one that...
I announced yesterday it's happening. Like,
you
like
bought that one down there?
No, I'm not. Do you know what? The one down, the black SVR from Alexander's Prestige, super, super nice. It doesn't have DAB radio. And being a audio snob that I am, I'd want that. Yeah, probably could retrofit it, but I'd want that.
Yeah.
I don't think I'd want a black car. Okay, fine, I could wrap it and stuff like that. But still, so not the perfect car for me. And also, in my head, I'm still debating new F-Type or old F-Type. I can't get there. It's either SVR or it's the new shape. Now, looks-wise, I'm kind of with everyone that I think I prefer the old shape. Mm. But the new car is just incrementally better in every area, that it makes it a better overall package.
They normally are.
As everything is, they've just refined it. So it's a better sports car, a lot sharper, a lot better to drive. And also, it would feel and be different to my previous F-Type experience. I still worry that the SVR, as much as I do hunker for one, might end up feeling a bit too similar to what I already did.
Get on your nerves a little bit.
Yeah, just feel a bit being there, done that.
Yeah.
So I don't know. So long story short, the hunt is on. I need to go out and I need to drive the new one again just to remind myself. And then I need to start really looking at the market. But realistically, I've got to clear some space. So I think this might have to be... Oh, I don't really know. I'm talking too much.
There's a
now.
Video in there.
There's a video in this. If I was a better YouTuber, I would have done four more videos talking about this whole topic. But yeah, 718 Spider has therefore, I think, had to take this back seat, because this was the leading contender to replace the 40th anniversary 911 when that goes.
You know, the thing is with you...
I've bored you, haven't I? I've annoyed you.
No, you haven't bored me. Is that... I think you're looking at one of the best sports cars you can buy at the moment. The
Boxster Spider?
Yeah, as a sports car, as in Porsche do the best sports cars, 911, Cayman and Boxsters.
Don't think they make the F-Type, so you're wrong there.
Well, I'd arguably have all of them three over an F-Type.
Oh my God.
But that's what I mean about you. Like, you're just a bit odd.
I like the weird stuff.
You like the weird stuff, mate. Like,
because I like character and person. I don't like the best. The best is boring.
No.
I like things that are very good, but that I connect with and I gel with. You know, going back to your whatever you said last week.
What did I say last
week? It's not about going for the 10 out of 10s at the bar. Because you know
quite
what?
Quite a few people like that.
The 10 out of 10, they did really like that.
Yeah.
But you won the 7 out of 10 because...
Oh, I had the ones.
Probably got daddy issues. And, yeah. You know? So that's the thing, you know, the F-Type, and I said it in my video, it's not about being best in class, but they give you what best in class sometimes doesn't. Because a 911 is fantastic, and hey, look, we're Porsche aficionados, we love Porsche, but they are quite serious 911s. They don't really mess around.
That's why I like them. I know who you are with them.
Exactly. But I like something that's a bit stupid.
Yeah. Which is odd, really. You'd think it'd be the other way around, but...
No, I get bored with stuff that's really good.
Yeah. No, I don't.
Yeah,
okay. I just like something that's the best and really good.
Well, I think that could be potentially the best car, and we're going to say that's amazing. That's lovely, right?
Very good, yeah.
Anything you'd change about his car?
The colour.
Okay.
That's it?
That's it.
What's that? What's that?
I haven't even introduced the next car and you've had an attack. This is Craig's Fiat 124 Spider.
Oh, I thought it was an MG.
It's stunning, this. Why are you laughing your head off?
No, because originally I thought it was an MG and then I looked at it again and it's, so it is
red on
cool.
Red.
Yeah.
So if it was an MG, you would absolutely just poo-poo it, would you?
Yeah.
But because it's a Fiat, you're going to give it a...
Well, it's just a bit more cool, isn't it? I mean, the MG...
I think this is so cool. Look at the wheels on that.
Yeah. Okay,
super
fine.
Nice. And I remember going to the Abarth factory once and they had a Abarth 124 Rally for the road, restored. Amazing. Best thing ever. It's just a cool little vintage classic.
I mean, it is crap, but... It's got so much personality and character, that car, which is why I'd like it, and it's probably why...
Well, you've just gone completely against your whole argument, slagging off the
F-Type. I mean modern cars, mate. I have a different foresight into old classic cars that I appreciate. I don't really want one. or a modern car, which has to be the best and the newest and the greatest. But with a classic car, I can be a little bit more lenient because you understand, because it's old.
Would you do a road trip in that?
No, I wouldn't even drive it. I appreciate it, mate.
Would you like to be driven in it?
No, thank you.
So get if I Uber. Got hold of a classic something and we went on a road trip somewhere, you would
We wouldn't go on a road trip. We'll get anywhere, would we? We'd get to the tunnel and then probably sink.
That should be some kind of weird bet. You know, you have the support vehicle. You know, there's something in there. There's a video in there somewhere. We'll work it out.
Go on now, a road trip. I'll go in a modern car and you go in a classic car and we'll see how far you get before you break.
But I won't break. And then what's the video?
That.
Just having a great time.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. Now, watch yourself. David. Taycan 4S.
David. Is it on charge?
It's not on charge. Brave man.
He's not going anywhere then.
Now, we all know I'm a big Taycan fan. Mm. Tony is not.
No. That is the best electric car you can buy at the moment, for sure.
What about the e-tron? Audi e-tron GT?
No. You have the Porsche. Still have the Porsche. Okay. But I just don't like electric cars. That's it.
David, what kind of range are you getting?
Not what this Porsche
is, because this is one of Tony's big hang-ups, is that, you know, the range is awful. So let us know in the comments.
He's getting 180 miles. He's lucky, I think.
I think that's a very nicely specced 4S. I would say it's a very Britishly specced 4S.
Yeah.
It's very grey on grey, but nice wheels. And, starting to see more and more of them on the road.
What do you do with a Taycan, though, in terms of spec? You only have a grey, black...
You can now go crazy. They introduce all these wacky colours.
But why? Like, that's fine, mate. Yeah. I mean, you're driving to work in that car. You're not going to a party.
I still love the idea of one, but I just don't love the EVs. Like, if they brought out a smaller Panamera, like a short wheelbase Panamera, I'd be all over it.
That's not David's only car, by the way.
David, let us know. Is that your only car?
Absolutely not. I mean, if he's obviously switched on because he's got a Taycan, because he's obviously not silly, so it means he's got another car. He's got a nice house as well. I can see that from there.
David, let us know what your other car is that you supposedly have. What do you want it to be?
911.
GT2 RS.
Yeah.
Okay, moving
on. I'm coming to your house.
To make an offer. Yeah. Moving on. Eric. Interesting car, this. Now, I did the same thing. Tony's kind of looking at it, squinting his eyes, trying to work out what he's looking at. I did this for ages. I was like, what actually is this? It's an M8 Cabriolet.
Is it?
Yeah.
First, I thought it was an M2.
I know. I think because it's US spec.
Okay.
It took me forever to work out what it was. And it's white with pretty small wheels. Anyway, the shocking thing about this, it's been tuned to 714 horsepower. That is Sleeper McGee.
Yeah. Well, it's already fast enough, isn't it? I mean, they do.
I mean, 100%. Yeah, Americans.
Oh, they love it, don't they?
They do love a good tune. Because they've got big straight roads to have fun in.
Yeah.
But yeah, don't get offended by this, Eric. But I would say that's real, like, realist, like, Brenda from the real estate team, like, that's her car, you know? She's turning up to, like, show off the four-bedroom mansion, or, like, what's the male equivalent? Brad, who... do you know what I mean? Like, I feel like that car has a stereotypical owner.
Yeah, like a Range Rover.
Yeah, what's the UK equivalent? It's not... it is a bit Range Rover, but...
That's not for me, that car, by the way.
It's old-shaped Bentley Continental GT.
Yeah, absolutely no chance. I mean, it's a good. It'll be a good car and it'll work and it won't let you down and it's obviously fast and straight line.
Bloody fast.
But that's not for me.
It's not for me either.
No, that doesn't
frighten me. I'm sorry, Eric. Like, one of my best mates at the minute is thinking about... I think actually he has ordered an M8. And I just went...
Is he all right?
Yeah, that's what I... I was like, Like, I don't want to poo-poo on your parade, like... Go on, Eric. That's a big, expensive car, and you're having a good time, I'm sure, but I don't think either of us would choose it.
No, the thing is, though, if it was American, maybe we'd have a different take on it, because in American, it might be, you know...
You can get a Cadillac CTS Vizsla for half the price and
so much power. BMW. Cadillac? Are you joking?
No, but if you're an American in America, the Cadillac stuff, the V-series Cadillac stuff is very good.
Okay.
It's M5 rival, I think. CTSV or ATSV? It is very good. Stop saying, because I know you're doing a dismissive okay. You're such a dick.
I want you to go to the next one.
Okay, we'll go to the next one.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I love this. I love this. This is Harrison Jones's 85 Alpha GTV.
That is very
stunning,
cool.
Right?
Yeah.
And this is the kind of age of Alpha that I think that all the lines make sense to me.
Very pretty.
It looks cool. Like, it's pretty, but it's also kind of like edgy, like a bit angular, just a bit kind of cool. It's got almost like a muscle car vibe. It's like an Italian muscle car.
Yeah. I mean, it won't work, but...
No, I actually think it doesn't work at the moment. I can't remember if it was Harrison. There's somebody... Maybe it's a later car. Sorry, Harrison, if I'm ruining...
Dobbed you in.
There's definitely one of the Italian cars that's beautiful that's not working. But that looks immaculate.
Unbelievable.
One of those cars I'd love to experience and have a go.
I wouldn't care if that didn't work, that car.
Yeah, because just look at it. When you walked into that garage, maybe the garage needs some work, Harrison. But that doesn't matter because the car's so stunning. You don't really notice.
Like the studio.
Oh, yeah. I'm not one to talk. Have you noticed all the mould coming back in downstairs?
No, I haven't been down
there. It's really bad. Oh, my God. I think this whole place is like... I think we're underwater here without realising it. Anyway, so yeah, I'm definitely not one to talk to Harrison. But what I'm saying is the car is the most beautiful thing in that room for sure.
Yeah.
And therefore, you don't really care about anything else.
No.
Bada bing, bada boom. A bit of JDM scene coming in from Jason. A 1994 R32 GTR, 450 horsepower. Now, I just looked at your face for the first time. I think we have a similar feeling about these kind of things. In my mind, it's very hard, this is very much a personal opinion, to modify GTR or Evo or anything and not make it look awful.
Yeah. I couldn't think of anything worse. My friend has one of these. He has an R33.
Right. Okay.
So the one after that one.
Sure.
Which he's modified. And he paid not a lot of money for it 5 or 6 years ago. And is now worth more than double what he paid for it. They are worth a few quid.
Oh, they're what can be worth a lot.
He loves it.
The thing is, right, this is where I go OEM a bit crazy. So what did I drive? We're R35 now, right? So R34 GTR, the one from Gran Turismo or Need for Speed, the iconic blue, beautiful one. Mm. Drove that in Canada during Drive the World. Loved it. Amazing. Mm. But it was essentially an OEM plus car. All the parts were sort of pretty OEM looking. Like it was a new tool. Anyway, when it is that, when they are special editions from factory or from Japan, I think they're kind of mega and I think they're kind of cool and I think they have that look and that feel, and that's why I think stock cars are incredible.
Yeah.
The problem, which is what I'm saying, and this is super harsh, Jason, because I'm sure you love this car and I'm sure it's brilliant to drive, but most of the time when I see, I'm just a bit like, it's so clearly just been modified.
Yeah. How old are you, Jason?
How old are you, Jason? I think he's got some other cars, Jason, from my memory, but this is the one that I picked out. Like, this is definitely, like, we're just not in this scene. Like, this is not our scene.
So if I was 18, I'd be jumping up and down now about that car.
Oh, sure, okay.
So it's because we've moved on. That's all it is.
Yeah, and I think they're unbelievably affordable project cars, right? That you can get parts to modify, that you get insane power, like, relatively affordably, and there's a load of different options. But, like, example, if I got an Evo Tommy Mäkinen, I'd want it to be bog stock.
Of course.
Like, I wouldn't touch. I want it to be stock.
That's the value in it, though.
But also, it's the heritage. Like, the car left the factory in it. And I know there's a million things you could do to that car to improve it, but I just want the stock experience. So when I see these sometimes, I always wince a little bit where I'm like, beautiful car. And to be fair, he hasn't really done much to it. That is a pretty stock R32.
You know what that car has got, though? A bundle of character, that car. It's got the worst turbo leg you could ever come across. You know what I mean? Nothing. Loads of power, nothing again. But, you know what I mean? It's got, so unlike the modern one, which is like a blunt instrument, essentially, it's just the fast at all. It's just a bit of science, the modern car. At least they've got a little bit, but they're not for me. That's not for me, that car.
No, I mean, it could get a lot worse. I think it's the way I was going. We jumped in like, and so Jason's actual example is pretty nice. And I do actually have some content coming up with JDM icons. So I'm intrigued to experience them more, but yeah, not for us, but congrats, mate.
I had JDM cars when I was a kid. I had the Nissan Pulsar GTR, I had an STI Impreza. So I'd done that when
You'd done that whole scene.
Yeah.
Yeah, I explained it before. When I drove that GTR in Canada, when I grew up, all my mates were already into the European stuff. It was all German stuff. So I never really got into this world.
Yeah. That's more my era that fair enough. You know, when you're a teenager, that's what you used to aspire to get.
Oh, yes.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
Really?
This is Joseph McQueen's Jaguar XJS V12.
I had a friend who wanted to say it's a beautiful car.
It's two-tone.
I know what it is.
I mean, look at that. That is, I mean, die for that.
Bob, that's what it is.
This is a stunner, mate. This is a stunner.
No.
Look at it. I would have that in a heartbeat.
Would you really?
In a heartbeat.
I could actually see you in that car cruising down from
yes,
London.
Yes, thank you.
Next, Jazz, but no way. Don't come round my house.
There's actually a cool story with this car. His dad, I think, had it, or his granddad had it, and they ended up selling the car, going in a different direction, regretting it instantly, and tracked it down a whole number of years later, and they bought the car back, I think, for his granddad or his dad's 70th birthday or something like that.
No,
so it's like
cool.
It's got a really nice story, really nice history. I knew you would hate it, which is why I'm showing you. Josie, that is right up my street. I want to come and film it. I kind of almost want to come and put an offer in for it. Screw the F-Type. Let's go and get this. I mean, mega. But I think, yeah, it was very unreliable, which is maybe why they sold it first time around.
Yeah.
I think I had 3 engine rebuilds.
Yeah.
But it's a stunner. I'm a big, big fan. So
yeah.
Congrats. Another in inverted commas ordinary car from Josh. The reason I'm including this, Josh, Polo GTI. I feel like the Polo's a bit, I love these. Everyone bangs on Golf R, Golf GTI, Club Sport. I love a little Polo.
Yeah, we get them in stock from time to time. Not loads because they're not that popular, but they are a very good car. And if you shut your eyes, one, you think you're in a bigger car than what you're actually in. And two, they are just like a little Golf GTI, mate.
We had the up GTI and then the Golf GTI. So the Polo just kind of disappeared in that middle gap, didn't it? But yeah, I've always kind of liked them. When I see them, I'm like, oh, cool, Polo GTI. Yeah. It's a nice spec, big old wheels, red. Like, I'm a fan of that.
The problem we always have with Polos is that the youngsters that wanted them couldn't have them because they couldn't get insured. And then when you could get insured in them, you'd have enough money to buy a Golf. So they're a bit of a funny car.
Yeah. Yeah. No, yeah,
good.
Don't clear anyway. Now, this is a weird one. Michael. Michael, I'm really sorry. I don't want to try and pronounce your surname because I think I'm going to get it wrong. But he submitted a car from the US, a Kia Telluride, which is a big old hunking V6. I think it's kind of cool. I think it's like a sort of FBI, CIA. I think it's cool.
That was a big Cadillac thing, me, from there.
Yeah, it's a Kia, apparently.
Yeah.
Telluride.
It's got a big V8 in it, is it?
V6.
Oh.
I mean, there's a lot of these big US SUVs, they're actually pretty nice.
That, I mean, will it drive all right, that car? I mean, I don't
It'll
really
be
know.
Fine, it's a big SUV. Yeah, do you know what I mean? Like at that point, and they sort of kit them out with loads of stuff, and I think that's quite good looking.
I don't even know. I mean, I've
no,
no
never
idea.
Seen it before,
no,
but it's a Kia, so surprised we don't know about
it'll
it.
Work.
It'll work. Now, Michael has kind of ended the game here. He's not actually our last submission for today, but I mean, he's just turned up and just pooed on everyone, hasn't he?
Yes, yeah.
Michael, can you up your Patreon? I'm joking. Whatever. I don't even know what level you've contributed at, but whatever level.
Well, you better be at the highest.
Because Michael has submitted his Range Rover Sport SVR and his Pista with matching plates.
That's very good two
goals. That is such a good two car garage. I love the Pista spec. I think maybe it's the light, but it looks like it's a grey and a black stripe. Maybe I can't tell, but it's a red, black wheels, grey and black stripe. I think I'm going for that. Correct me if we're wrong. And then a black on black SVR. I mean, that is so cool.
Very good.
Very. I mean, just. That's all we can say.
Yeah,
isn't it?
Can't really say anything bad about that, really. No, I mean, it's sort of that
one.
Works.
You just won.
Yeah.
Nick, the reason I included this, Jaguar XE, it's the V6, the XES V6. Super nice, this. And I think they're really good handling cars. I think it looks the bomb. Those big wheels, lovely. I think it's a good car that sometimes gets forgotten or overlooked.
Yeah, so I had one of them in stock for about a year.
Did you call me?
No. but I was impressed with how good it was to drive.
Yeah.
But it's just that, you know, in that market, mate, the Germans have got it sewn up. And, it, you know, the XE and the XF just get overlooked.
It's a bit like the Giulia. As we know, Giulia's brilliant at any level, not just the Quadrifoglio. Brilliant car, the Giulia. Yeah, yeah. But it's that kind of like, oh, I'm quirky. I got the Giulia. Like, it's a very me car. If I was in the market for a mid-level saloon.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just going to buy a diesel Giulia.
By the way, did you notice how many people last week we kept calling all these cars, oh, these executive saloons? And people are like, what are you talking about? It's literally like a car for 13 grand that everyone owns. The executive saloon of the Philippines. So yeah, I think we probably misclassified quite a few cars. Noah has got a stunning R8 V8 Gen 1. He actually submitted a picture with the behind the glass keyring, which actually they're all downstairs. I should bring some more up, but a Patreon keyring.
Did he?
Yeah, it looked very cool. Very cool. Since having driven one of these now, I'm a big fan. I think they're great entry level, affordable supercars. I'm just going to. I know you skipped. I'm like, go wrong on their awful.
No. The biggest problem I've got with that car is that it can't cash the checks that it writes. As in, it's not really a supercar anymore.
No, and I don't think it was from day one, but my point being, this is always the question, how do you classify a supercar, right? Because performance-wise, it's not that far off my 360. Lol, I know you're going to come out and say my 360 is not a supercar. It's not, it's a sports car, agreed. But to any boggo on the street who's not a petrol head, it's a Ferrari.
Mm.
And that R8, the presence it has, the way it makes you feel, that all of these things, the mid-engine, the layout, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Yes, the performance is way more like a cruisy muscle V8 GT car. I think there are so many elements of it which are supercar. And as I say, if you turned up at somebody's house who doesn't know about this, they'd go, oh my God, you've got Iron Man's supercar.
If you put a private plate on it and, yeah. Or even if
you they wouldn't know.
Actually,
people
my
sister would go, wow.
Yeah. And so that's mine, to be honest.
That's so, you know, that's got to still win supercar
appeal. Fair.
We're being so nice about everyone's cars. Like, we've learned. Or maybe you've just become a more rounded human being.
Yeah. Maybe I have.
I've just picked appropriate cars.
Yeah. No, I mean, we wasn't.
No, you were quite mean about a couple, but in general, you're being nice.
Yeah.
Thought you were going to go in on that. Pete Watson, a beautiful 458. Now, the reason I selected this, firstly, I'm not a fan of the black roof. Sorry, Pete.
I like the black roof.
I know you
do. It contrasts. My one had a black roof.
I know. I wasn't a fan. I think that the 458 might finally starting. I think the 458 might be finally starting to age.
It is.
It was keeping up so well with the 488 and everything in general. I thought it was, you know, you could get one, you'd be fine. Finally, I've started to look at it and go, looks a little bit old.
And
now.
The tables are starting to turn on it now. So what's happening now is that people are buying 488s and not 458s anymore.
Ah, okay, interesting.
Yeah, so there's quite a lot of people that, not quite a lot, but some people that I know that, you know, have had a choice between the two and they've gone 488 because the price difference isn't hugely different now.
And depending on, you know, as with all Ferraris, you know, depending on the ownership history, some of them can start to be a bit beaten up and interior wise. And the difference between a 458 and a 488 interior, weirdly, is quite big. You wouldn't expect it. Design is very similar, but it's more spacious. Everything's a bit more well put together, it feels like. And hey, I'd have a 458 in a heartbeat. Great car. But yeah, it just is just starting to sort of...
I wouldn't now. You know, I'd have a Speciale, but I just wouldn't have a 458. No.
Even with race seats and everything?
No, it's just like there's so many better cars out there now, mate, that you could get for that money. Like new ones.
It's crazy when you think about the fact that they're what? Let's talk about a good one. 135, 140 grand for
with good miles on a good one. Yeah, we're talking under 10,000 miles and a right nice one. You know.
Yeah, 570S, R8 V10 Plus, GT3 99. All these other cars sub 100k.
Oh mate, the list goes on. We've done this 2 weeks ago.
But versus a 458, I mean, it's quite amazing because that's the thing. Obviously, Ferrari badge, but there are plenty of Ferraris, 599, 575, 360, 430, FFs, that have now dropped below 100K, and so even Testarossas and things like that. But that 458, it almost feels like it doesn't justify it anymore, because at 95 grand, what a car.
Yeah. Although all them Ferraris that you just mentioned, I'd have that over all of them, yeah, by the way.
Well, because it's that new generation, yeah, isn't it? I mean, apart from 509, but yeah, it just... I don't know. There's something's now not sitting quite right.
No,
I mean, Pete,
not.
Like, congrats. Like, what a car. Like, hey, if I had a 458, I'd be loving life. But I don't know. I just, it was an observation I thought the other day. The tide has changed a little bit.
Yeah.
Hasn't it?
No, I agree, mate. I'd agree with you.
Moving on. Oh, yes. Okay. Ressing. Again, sorry if I'm pronouncing your name wrong. It's Avantage. The photo's quite small for you. Apologies.
Well, it's not just quite small. There's a lot of grass covering it.
There's a lot of grass.
Which is actually quite a good photo as far as I'm concerned.
Great photo. But do you know why I've included this Vantage?
Because I can't see it properly.
It's got 115 kilometres on the clock.
Oh.
And he's had no issues.
Really?
No issues. But he's literally sent it as a middle finger to you. His whole email. Let me see if I can bring up his email. Like his whole email is literally like, ha ha ha, Tony.
Well done, boy.
Check this out, you douche. I mean,
115,000 kilometers is 60 odd thousand miles.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What engine is it?
It's the V8.
Okay, so you would expect a V8 to do 65,000 miles, though, right?
No, but the way that you talk about Aston Martins and this generation of Vantage leads people to believe that they will leave the forecourt and catch fire. That's what, that's your, you've set that story.
How many has he had?
How many Vantages has he had?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Is that his first one?
Let's see. Hold on a sec. I'm trying to bring up his email.
I mean, I bet I've had 15 or 20, so that's why I know.
Hold on. Calm down. 2008 Vantage manual. 13-year-old Aston Martin, 115,000 kilometers, driving with no big issues since then.
Ah!
Says, accept it. Okay. One of the first Vantages to update to the 426 horsepower. Should be the highest mileage 4.7 Vantage in Europe. Prove me wrong. He loves it. It succeeded my beloved Maserati. It was hard to find.
So we jumped out of the fire into the frying pan.
No.
Out of the frying pan into the fire.
Well, I mean, to me, it's done a brilliant thing. And yes, okay, fine. You've had plenty of them come through the dealership. You had experiences of them going horribly wrong. But it's a bit like when we sit here and we go, oh, we've got to give McLaren a second chance, because there are great stories
but
like
there's
this.
There's always going to be.
Yeah, it's a percentage game, isn't it?
Correct.
Yeah.
But you would find that will be one out of 10 that won't be causing any issues.
My point being is, if you like a gamble, if you like a bit of risk, there are still some amazing experiences and opportunities out there in cars that Tony tends to like tell everyone are disastrous, you know.
But I say they're disastrous because of my experiences that I've had with them throughout the years of being in my job. I'm not saying that there can't not be a good one. Of course they can. But in my experience, the tens that I've seen of them cars and some Maseratis and some other stuff that I've slagged off down the years, there is a reason why I've said it. Because I've got evidence to back up that they are crap.
I was about to say fair.
Oh!
Roger. Roger in with the red edition Focus RS. Mm. This had a Mount tune on it.
Yeah.
One of 300. So correct me here. I'm unknowledgeable about the editions. The red edition is actually special, right? As in there was a bit more horsepower, a bit more funky bits. It wasn't just the paint job. Or is that the orange edition?
No, the orange one was the really special one, I think. The red one was the one.
Oh,
that,
you're right. Okay. Yeah.
The red one was just red, basically.
Yes. But Roger's done a Mount tune of it and things like that. He's got a few extra special bits on it.
Yeah. But like, cool.
They're still very cool. When I see those cars, I still go, ooh, RS.
They've held their money.
Yeah. No,
really
they're,
held their money.
They're great things. And as I say, like, you know, I've had fun driving them before. And yeah, the fact it's still got presence however many years later, what, 5, 6 years?
No, yeah.
It's been out for a while.
They come out, they were very advanced when they come out as well. So even now, 5 years later, they're still like a good hot hatch. You know, you've got all the modern stuff inside and still 360 or 70 horsepower. So yeah, and it's a Ford, so apart from their gasket issues, they're just good, mate. They're all right.
Lovely. Good photo as well, Roger. Now, here's the funny one.
I don't even know what it is.
It's a 1980s Maserati Merak SS V6.
Oh.
Now, this is the one that I think is not working. But I think it's cool because I agree. I'd look at it and go, I don't know what it is. But it's this kind of cool old Italiano. And the reason I quite like this, Sondre, I think I'm pronouncing that right, bought this car when it was worth peanuts. And it's now worth quite a lot.
Is it really?
And he's still sticking with it. He hasn't sold it for a quick profit. It's his little baby. And I think, good on you.
But it doesn't work?
No. Apparently not. And then I think we're going to be wrapping things up today. Let me just double check. How many more have we got? Oh, no. We've got one more after this. Stuart McKenzie Rock with the Vanquish S Volante. Now, we've been going in on quite hard on Aston Martin so far, but that's nice, right?
I like that.
Yes.
I wouldn't buy one, but I do like them.
That, for me, they are so underrated, Vanquishes and the Vanquish S. I remember driving one out in LA for the first time years ago and just going, God, this car is good.
That's where you have that car.
Yeah.
That's exactly what
it's
that
car's an amazing
for.
Cruise. I'm especially in the Volante form.
Yeah.
Beautiful, beautiful line. Sounds incredible.
But yeah.
Easy to use, easy to drive. I don't know how they've done value-wise, but who cares?
Well, no good probably, but...
if you bought it new, definitely. Yeah. But if you bought it used, like...
But I like, you know, like I said, that's not something I would own.
But you were going to appreciate it.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
See, I think you are a changed man.
What?
2 years ago, if we'd done a Rate My Rides and that had come up, and you would have just gone in.
No.
You would have.
Yeah, but sometimes you have to reel yourself in a bit and be a little bit,
I think you've educated yourself. I think I've helped you open yourself up to the world.
I wonder if I've helped you more. I think you have.
You definitely have, but I wanted to take credit for something.
You have. I think you have mellowed me a little bit, especially social media-wise. You've definitely educated me. Mm. So thank you.
Thank God. Final submission, a tiny feather, which you really can't see, but I kind of used it almost as a bit of a sentimental reason for us. Tom has submitted his TTRS, one of our very first videos. Mm. One of the first times Tony ever appeared on anything seen through glass was in a TTRS. And they're still cool cars.
Good car.
Very good car. I mean, at the time, people were going nuts for them. Don't you remember? All those videos flew. Yeah. And then I went and bought a Cayman instead. Well, why didn't I buy the TTRS? That would have been the better YouTube decision. Yeah. But this one looks stunning in silver. How much power did they have? They had a lot of
400.
That's it, 400 PS.
They still have.
Still have. No. Well, not all of them. They could have dwindled. Yeah. But yeah, just cool little pocket rockets.
Yeah, I mean, at the time they were, you know, 60 in under 4 seconds, which was the time just as fast to 60 as the outgoing R8, weren't they?
Yeah,
they were very good. Yeah, very,
very, very good bit to kill. Well, that's going to bring an end to it. So we did get a ton of other submissions, and maybe we'll do another episode at some point if you guys have enjoyed this. But it felt like a nice thing to do whilst things are still a little bit quiet, you know, there's a little bit of smattering of news to talk about here and there. And Tony's already teased next week's episode, which is Motoring Icons. And we'll touch on some of the wider news of what's been going on in the world. But I'm glad we've done this today.
Yeah, me too.
I think we've been hopefully no one's too offended. So yes, thank you for tuning in. If you want to follow Tony, he's at Tony Gravelwood Car Sales on Instagram. Still looking for stock?
Yeah. As always, yeah.
What's the brief again?
0 to 4 year old sports performance prestige SUV, please.
Get in touch with them if you've got any of those that you're looking to part ways with. And if you want to follow me, I am Seen Through Glass pretty much everywhere, and we'll be back with you next week for another episode. Bye-bye.
See ya.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.